You're listening to Vatican Radio.
French police have detained three family members of the attacker who was shot dead in Paris after killing a police officer on the famous Champs-Élysées Boulevard. A second suspect has handed himself over to Belgian police, as Stéphane Boss reports.
A day after the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for another attack in Paris, French officials have released more details about a man who shot and killed a police officer and injured two other officers and a woman on the famed Champs-Élysées Boulevard. French officials described the man, who was shot dead, as a troubled 39-year-old. He had previously served time for the attempted murder of three police officers in 2001 and was also on the security services watch list. A potential second suspect was publicly identified as Youssef El Osri in Belgium, but his lawyer strongly denied his client had anything to do with the attack and said a police raid at the man's home was linked to another criminal investigation. The attack in Paris came while the country prepared for Sunday's presidential elections. That's why French Prime Minister Bernard Cazeneuve announced dramatic security measures.
Au cours des prochains jours, plus de 50,000 policiers et gendarmes.
The Prime Minister says over the next few days, more than 50,000 police officers and gendarmes will be mobilized to ensure a calm and peaceful election. He adds that nothing must be allowed to interfere with a democratic moment fundamental to the life of our nation. On Friday, the main candidates were quick to urge tough action against Islamist terrorism, but cancelled the final rallies they had planned. Prime Minister Cazeneuve, a socialist, accused two of the frontrunners, far-right candidate Marine Le Pen and conservative François Fillon, of exploiting the attack for electoral gain. He condemned Le Pen for linking the attack to immigration. Amid the turmoil, police already raided the attacker's family home in eastern Paris, looking for evidence of links with Islamic State, as the group claimed he was acting on their behalf. Three family members were detained. The latest attack has led to international condemnation. U.S. President Donald Trump was among the first Western leaders to express his sorrow over the shootings in Paris.
Our condolences from our country to the people of France. Again, it's happening, it seems. I just saw it as I was walking in, so that's a terrible thing, and it's a very, very terrible thing that's going on in the world today. But it looks like another terrorist attack, and what can you say? It just never ends. And we have to be strong and we have to be vigilant, and I've been saying it for a long time.
Trump has pledged to destroy the Islamic State group. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.